Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, here's what's trending.
Hurricane Melissa is trending, set to pound Jamaica. Historic, catastrophic, Category 5 storm. They would rate it higher if they could, but 5 is the highest number. That is the strongest to hit that island since they began keeping records 174 years ago. It's being described as the biggest, strongest storm on the planet this year. The storm was expected to make landfall early this morning and slice diagonally across the island. If you know Jamaica at all, on the right side, let's say the east side is Kingston, on the left or the west side is Montego Bay. And it looks like the west side is probably going to get it worse than the east side. A major airport was shut down. The airports on the island are completely shut down, but they don't even know if the roads to get from the airport to anywhere will survive this storm. They don't know how many lives will be lost. They do believe there will be loss of life. Hours before the storm, the Jamaican government said it had done all it could do to prepare, as it warned of catastrophic damage. They told people to go to higher ground. They did say there's no infrastructure in the region that can withstand a Category 5. That was from the Prime Minister, saying the question now is the speed of recovery, and that is the challenge. There will be a lot of aid needed for Jamaica once that storm passes. It then heads to eastern Cuba, then it brushes by the Bahamas, and then Bermuda. It is a very strong storm, again, the strongest on the planet this year. It was an all-nighter in Major League Baseball last night, World Series, and with Freddie Freeman's home run in the 18th inning.
Wow.
It was the Dodgers beating the Blue Jays 6-5 after a game that lasted 6 hours, 39 minutes. Ended up around 2:51 a.m. Eastern time.
Oh, my gosh.
Shohei Ohtani homered twice. Tied a 119-year-old major league record with four extra base hits.
I keep wondering.
I know. Like, why bother?
Let me save you.
Let me save you a home run.
Yeah. Go pitch to him.
So, yeah. Anyhow, Ohtani will make his first World Series start on the mound when he pitches for the Dodgers in Game 4, and that is tonight.
He's awesome.
If you're watching NFL Monday Night Football, Mahomes beat the Commanders. It was a dominating win. 28-7
I want them to win. I don't want them to be angry when they come to play us.
I know. Okay, fine. So let them be confident.
Yeah, like, you're the best ever.
You don't want somebody angry.
Well, then let's go. Mahomes threw for 299 yards, 3 touchdowns. Kareem Hunt scored twice. The Chiefs shook free from a tied game at half for a 28-7 victory over the Commanders. One of the touchdown passes to Taylor Swift's fiance. Yeah, firm possession. So there it is. That's how it went down. By the way, that 83rd career touchdown ties Priest Holmes for the most in that team's franchise history. And yes, his fiance was there to cheer him on at the game last night. Pop superstar.
Well, it was a home game, so they have different security.
Yeah, she was at Arrowhead. She was comfy, cozy, hanging out with fam and whatnot, so it looked good. I don't know if she shows up on Sunday.
It's not a playoff game. Why?
Not a playoff game, but she showed up at a regular season game once before, and so there was that. Yeah. We'll wait and see. Check your passwords.
I
you might
did.
Be one of the 183 million people who had their passwords exposed.
Exposed
in a data leak.
Gmails, yeah.
Might
20 data breaches on my email today.
To change your Gmail password. Just a little heads up.
Did you get a notification? Because I didn't.
The breach wasn't from Google being hacked. Instead, malware called InfoStealers grabbed login info from infected devices and then sold it online. Again, 183 million sets of email addresses and passwords, including tens of millions tied to Google. What you should do right now is change your password for your email and any other site where you've used the same or similar password. Turn on the two-factor authentication wherever possible.
Okay, go slower. I got to find the two-factor.
Yeah, no, good luck with that. But I would say right off the start, change your Google password. And then if you use that same password on other stuff, change that too. Good luck. Have fun. There's your Tuesday in a nutshell. Your task is all set for today. Change your email password.
The problem is that my password and my Gmail takes me to all of my computers and phone.
I know.
It's a pain in the neck.
Yeah, but you just have to change that password once and then take note of what you changed it to.
Okay,
and make
don't
sure you
forget
tell
it.
Somebody.
Yeah, make sure you tell your coworker so we can remind you.
Yeah, exactly. But there 20 data breaches on mine, so.
Yeah, just you. So,
probably because I bought the what you call it, the jacket.
You bought that $36 jacket.
Hope it was really
got you.
I hope
that's
it was.
For your news and views. Time right now is 6:29.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.